Jesus set up the Christian religion to be a religion of community. It was not a go-it-alone thing at all. I know there are people who have practiced their faith by living as hermits. I don't think that was generally too acceptable. There are those who think that they can live in the community of the world without being connected to the community of faith. But that never works out very well either. I'll tell you that just from observation, because that is not what God has ordained. God has ordained for us to be a community of faith. People who are together, who live in peace and fellowship and mutual support. Listen to what Paul said about this. Chapter 2, verse 14 of Ephesians. For he, that is Jesus, is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of the two one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having destroyed the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace unto you which were afar off and to them that were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows into a holy temple unto the Lord, in whom you also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Do you see the metaphor that Paul uses of a building? We are like bricks in the building, stones in the building. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. And all of us together, living in community, are like a bricks in a building that is the new temple of God, where God dwells through the Holy Spirit. Isn't that a wonderful metaphor? Listen, each one of us needs a community. There are many communities out there, and there are divisions between the communities, I know, but surely you can find one in which you can participate and be an intimate part of a community of believers. It is the way God ordained us to live as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ and brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would help me to be a good member of the community of faith where I attend, where I go to church, where I learn the Bible, where I listen to the Word, where I sing praises to you, where I have built such wonderful friendships and feel as if this is my family, and it is my family. I pray that each person listening to me can find that kind of fellowship and that kind of community, that they may live in peace with others and in peace with you through the Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.